Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Twins and Guardians, Game 3 of that four-game series over 3 days. Twins got off to a great start on Friday, sweeping the doubleheader and moving to within a game and a half. Simeon Woods Richardson on the mound tonight, Twins Hall of Fame night. Once again, former general manager Terry Ryan will be honored with his induction into the Twins Hall of Fame, and the late Rick Stelmazek, longtime Twins coach, will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. A lot of dignitaries, including the newest member of the Baseball Hall of Fame, Joe Mauer, will be in attendance tonight. And in attendance tonight at Target Field is Phil Miller, who covers the club for the Star Tribune. Phil, good to visit with you as always.
And you as well, Steve.
Yeah, injuries. Where do we start on the injury front? There's a lot going on here. I think maybe the most startling and the most concerning is that to Joe Ryan.
It is, and it came as a shock. It came as a shock to him, and honestly, he seems a little dazed, even still a couple days later. He said last week was about as good as he had felt leading up to a start. Everything normal the first couple innings. In the third inning, he said his shoulder, his triceps started feeling a little tight. He threw three pitches, and suddenly it was much worse, and you know, he called for the trainer, and now it appears the season is over. He's got a strain in the muscle behind his shoulder, and while it's not something that will require surgery, they don't think, while it's not something that should linger next year or affect him, long term, he's going to be down for at least 6 weeks before he can throw again, is the early guess prognosis. And, you know, after that, there's a week left in the season and he wouldn't have time to build back up. So, we went from a cornerstone of the starting rotation to, we'll see you in Fort Myers. We were discussing in the press box whether or not who would be the most the player you could least afford to lose and still have a successful season, and there are a lot of candidates on this team, but Ryan and Bailey Ober were up there, and it didn't take long for the Twins to suddenly realize that they're going to learn if that's true or not.
Yeah, and certainly a big blow, but Bailey Ober has been really good, and we should pause there. He starts a key game to get this series started at Target Field on Friday. The Twins ultimately sweep the doubleheader, but Bailey Ober has been really good as of late. And I think a lot of fans, and rightfully so, have been saying he has been their top starter, and you could point to him being the number one at this moment.
Yeah, he really is. I think back to when we were in Oakland, and he and Pablo Lopez combined to retire 34 consecutive A's batters, 11 and a third inning perfect game between the two of them over 2 days. And, you know, I think it's easy to overlook Ober because you look at some of his stats and they're not as gaudy as you would think. But a lot of it is because he allowed 8 runs on his first start of the year back in March in Kansas City. Since then, he has been one of the top pitchers in the league, and he is on a roll like nobody's business right now. I believe he's given up 5 hits in his last 26 innings. He is really kind of taken over the number one starter. He's the guy that, should they make the playoffs, I would expect to be on the mound in game one.
All right. Phil Miller joining us from the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Twins and Guardians, game 3 of the series. Twins a game and a half back. And Simeon Woods Richardson will be on the mound here on Hall of Fame night at Target Field. Back to the injury report. Brooks Lee, 10-day injured list. Does this seem like a big deal that he would be on track to return relatively soon?
Boy, that's hard to say. It is a shoulder injury, and it was very bad by the time Rocco told us. He came in yesterday, and he came into his office, and he said, "My shoulder is just killing me. I can't play." And that's very, very hard for a ball player to do. Brooks Lee said that in Chicago, you know, they moved him to second base so he wouldn't have to make such long throws.
Right.
But he said he was to the point where he didn't want to take ground balls between innings just warming up because it hurt to throw. It doesn't really affect him at the plate, but he pretty much can't play the field. So they're hoping it's a 2-week thing and that rest heals it, but it's not something that he's especially had before. In fact, he said it struck, he can kind of pinpoint on the day it happened. It was their last game in New York playing the Mets last week, and he said he threw the ball and all of a sudden felt something. So he'll have some imaging done, and the Twins will cross their fingers, but a shoulder injury, they can linger. So nobody's making any guess as to how soon he can get back.
Yeah, and such a bright spot in the Twins lineup since getting called up to the major leagues. Another guy who was a bright spot, and it was Brock Stewart a year ago, was just an eye-opener. What a revelation. But has been dealing with injuries, and now a 60-day injured list, his season over.
You just line me up to spread good news, don't you,
Steve? Well, there wasn't much other than the 2 wins on Friday. That's for sure.
Brock Stewart, he didn't give up a run in April. He was back. He was healthy. He was arguably the best pitcher on the staff for a month, and then he felt something in his shoulder in his first outing in May. And, he worked hard to get back. It took 3 months, but he felt like he was building up towards it. It still hurt a little bit when he pitched, but he thought he could get through it. He went through rehab and some appearances for the Saints and thought he was up to it. But, major league pressure, major league ballparks, that's major league hitters. That's a whole different thing, and it didn't take him long to figure out that he wasn't ready and that he was making things worse. He said his last outing before they put him on the injured list, it hurt to throw just about every pitch. So, what are we doing here? They have done a couple of MRIs, and they haven't found, anything that needs a invasive surgical repair. He's going to have arthroscopic surgery where they will kind of clean things up, shave things down, try to alleviate the pain that he's in. And the timeline they gave him, he said, I should be able to throw by the holidays. So he's expecting to be good to go by spring training. But this is 2 years in a row where he has looked spectacular for a time, and then missed 3 months. In this case, it'll be even longer. So he's so tantalizing it would be such a boost to the bullpen to have another lights out arm, but they've only got it temporarily every year, it seems.
All right, on to the good news. Byron Buxton in the cleanup spot tonight, and will play in center field.
He's healthy.
that is huge. Considering where they've been, and then there was some current concerns that maybe he's banged up, but for him to be back and in the cleanup spot's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, he did have a pretty hard collision into the wall in the last homestand, and they held him out, just abundance of caution. But you're right, they need him back. I mean, he's got the best or second best slugging percentage on the team after Royce. So he's power guy in the middle of the lineup, especially with Carlos Correa out. And he seems healthy. Buxton's such a funny guy because he's dealt with so many injuries over the year that he'll chat and be cheery and be funny about any subject you ask. But he's got his pat answers down for how's the back, how's the knee, how's the arm, how's the wrist. Everything's day to day, and he's feeling pretty good now.
All right, Carlos Correa, we played earlier in the show. Derek Falvey met with the media and did talk about Correa a fair amount. It sounds, based on what Falvey said and what we played on the radio, was that they're kind of leaving it up to Carlos when it's time to come back.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's the same injury he had last year, except in the other foot. He played through it last season and regrets it. He was not the same player. He played 135 games, I think, something like that last year. And, he admits that if he had played something like 110, he would have been a lot better player because it was affecting him. This time, when it happened in San Francisco, he assured us this one isn't as bad. This is, I'm going to take it easy. They put his foot in a walking boot. But it's a tough injury, plantar fasciitis. It keeps popping up. It keeps affecting you. He told us that, if he went out there, he wouldn't be able to cover the ground he should for his pitchers. And though he can hit, he feels fine hitting. He running the bases is a huge risk. And he told us in San Francisco it would be a couple of weeks. It's been a month now, and he's at least a couple of weeks off. He wants to make sure that it's right. He's telling you he's got a shoe contract, and he quietly is trying other brands. I don't think he wants that. I shouldn't say this on the radio, so I'll take this part out. there's a pile of shoes at the clubhouse that he is working on to see if he feels better. They said he worked out and felt good, and then he put spikes on and it's back. So it's a tough one. I wish I could tell you what the timeline is, but it is definitely, Carlos knows how to deal with this, and they're definitely leaving it up to him, and he doesn't know at the moment.
Simeon Woods Richardson on the mound tonight. He has certainly been a good story for the Twins here in 24. And now, with the injury to Ryan, even more pressure on the youngster. And we'll see how it goes. Now we're kind of in a big series, first place on the line. This is a big start for Simeon Woods Richardson tonight.
It really is. And he is he's had a couple of rougher ones lately, although he's kind of unflappable. I think it's still the case that he has the best record of any of the starters on the team. Not one loss, but the team's one loss when he starts. He's like 13-6 or 7 or something like that. He's he feels like he's been a victim a couple of times with the one bad pitch syndrome or soft contact, finding a hole. He is pretty confident this season. I will say that pretty unflappable. He is one of, David Festa is probably permanently in the starting rotation for the rest of the year. And Louis Varland made a case for himself last night. They might go down the stretch of a pennant race with three rookies in their five starting pitchers. So we'll see how those guys hold up.
Twins and Guardians tonight, Hall of Fame night at Target Field. Phil, always great to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
I wish I could be more cheery. I'll do my best next time.
Hey, the news is the news.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, there he is, Phil Miller, once again joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline in the writer's corner here ahead of the Twins and the Guardians Hall of Fame night. Terry Ryan, former general manager, will be honored, and longtime coach, the late Rick Stelmazek, in a pregame ceremony. You'll hear it live, and, of course, the ball game tonight. Chris Atterbury behind the mic here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Hall of Fame night at Target Field, big ball game, Twins and Guardians. Twins trail by a game and a half in the AL Central. Former general manager Terry Ryan and longtime coach, late Rick Stelmazek, will be honored and be the 39th and 40th members of the Twins Hall of Fame. A lot of big names at Target Field tonight. Rick Aguilera, Jerry Bell, Bert Blylov, and Rod Carew, Michael Kadire, Gary Gaetti, Greg Gagne, Ron Gardenhire, Dan Gladden, John Gordon, Eddie Guardado, Ken Herbeck, Jim Cott, TK, Tom Kelly, Andy McPhail, Joe Mauer, Justin Morneau, Joe Nath, Antonio Oliva, Jim Rance, and Johan Santana. Ceremonies emceed by Dick Bramer tonight. Twins and Guardians coming up. We already mentioned Simeon Woods Richardson on the mound. Here's how the Twins will go. Castro at short, batting first. Larnick in left, batting second. Walner will DH, batting third. Buxton in center, cleaning up, batting fifth. Kepler in right, batting sixth at first, Santana. Batting seventh at third, Miranda. Batting eighth, Jeffers will catch. Martin will be at second and bat ninth. Twins, Guardians, big one tonight. Enjoy it here on the home of the Twins. News Talk, 830-WCCO.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Twins and Guardians, Game 3 of that four-game series over 3 days. Twins got off to a great start on Friday, sweeping the doubleheader and moving to within a game and a half. Simeon Woods Richardson on the mound tonight, Twins Hall of Fame night. Once again, former general manager Terry Ryan will be honored with his induction into the Twins Hall of Fame, and the late Rick Stelmazek, longtime Twins coach, will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. A lot of dignitaries, including the newest member of the Baseball Hall of Fame, Joe Mauer, will be in attendance tonight. And in attendance tonight at Target Field is Phil Miller, who covers the club for the Star Tribune. Phil, good to visit with you as always.
And you as well, Steve.
Yeah, injuries. Where do we start on the injury front? There's a lot going on here. I think maybe the most startling and the most concerning is that to Joe Ryan.
It is, and it came as a shock. It came as a shock to him, and honestly, he seems a little dazed even still a couple days later. He said last week was about as good as he had felt leading up to a start. Everything normal the first couple innings. In the third inning, he said his shoulder, his triceps started feeling a little tight. He threw three pitches, and it suddenly was much worse. And he called for the trainer, and now it appears the season is over. He's got a strain in the muscle behind his shoulder, and while it's not something that will require surgery, they don't think, while it's not something that should linger next year or affect him, long term, he's going to be down for at least 6 weeks before he can throw again, is the early guess prognosis. And, after that, there's a week left in the season and he wouldn't have time to build back up. So, we went from a cornerstone of the starting rotation to, we'll see you in Fort Myers. We were discussing in the press box whether or not who would be the most the player you could least afford to lose and still have a successful season. And there are a lot of candidates on this team, but Ryan and Bailey Ober were up there, and it didn't take long for the Twins to suddenly realize that they're going to learn if that's true or not.
Yeah, and certainly a big blow. But Bailey Ober has been really good, and we should pause there. He starts a key game to get this series started at Target Field on Friday. The Twins ultimately sweep the doubleheader, but Bailey Ober has been really good as of late. And I think a lot of fans, and rightfully so, have been saying he has been their top starter, and you could point to him being the number one at this moment.
Yeah, he really is. I think back to when we were in Oakland, and he and Pablo Lopez combined to retire 34 consecutive A's batters, 11 and a third inning perfect game between the two of them over 2 days. I think it's easy to overlook Ober because you look at some of his stats and they're not as gaudy as you would think. But a lot of it is because he allowed 8 runs on his first start of the year back in March in Kansas City. Since then, he has been one of the top pitchers in the league, and he is on a roll like nobody's business right now. I believe he's given up 5 hits in his last 26 innings. He has really kind of taken over the number one starter. He's the guy that, should they make the playoffs, I would expect to be on the mound in game one.
All right, Phil Miller joining us from the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Twins and Guardians, game three of the series. Twins a game and a half back. And Simeon Woods Richardson will be on the mound here on Hall of Fame night at Target Field. Back to the injury report. Brooks Lee, 10-day injured list. Does this seem like a big deal that he would be on track to return relatively soon?
Boy, that's hard to say. It is a it is a shoulder injury, and it was very bad by the time Rocco told us he came in yesterday, and he came into his office and he said, "My shoulder is just killing me. I can't play," and that's very, very hard for a ball player to do. Brooks Lee said that in Chicago, you know, they moved him to second base so he wouldn't have to make such long throws.
Right.
But he said he was to the point where he didn't want to take ground balls between innings, just warming up, because it hurt to throw. It doesn't really affect him at the plate, but he pretty much can't play the field. So they're hoping it's a 2-week thing, and that rest heals it. But it's not something that he's especially had before. In fact, he said it struck, he can kind of pinpoint on the day it happened. It was their last game in New York playing the Mets last week. And he said he threw the ball and all of a sudden felt something. So he'll have some imaging done, and the Twins will cross their fingers. But a shoulder injury, they can linger. So nobody's making any guess as to how soon he can get back.
Yeah, and such a bright spot in the Twins lineup since getting called up to the major leagues. Another guy who was a bright spot, and it was Brock Stewart a year ago, was just an eye-opener. What a revelation. But has been dealing with injuries, and now 60-day injured list, his season over.
You just line me up to spread good news, don't you,
Steve? Well, there wasn't much other than the two wins on Friday. That's for sure.
Brock Stewart, he didn't give up a run in April. He was back. He was healthy. He was arguably the best pitcher on the staff for a month, and then he felt something in his shoulder in his first outing in May. And, he worked hard to get back. It took 3 months, but he felt like he was building up towards it. It still hurt a little bit when he pitched, but he thought he could get through it. He went through rehab and some appearances for the Saints and thought he was up to it. But, major league pressure, major league ballparks, that's major league hitters. That's a whole different thing, and it didn't take him long to figure out that he wasn't ready and that he was making things worse. He said his last outing before they put him on the injured list, it hurt to throw just about every pitch. So, what are we doing here? They have done a couple of MRIs, and they haven't found, anything that needs a invasive surgical repair. He's going to have arthroscopic surgery where they will kind of clean things up, shave things down, try to alleviate the pain that he's in. And the timeline they gave him, he said, "I should be able to throw by the holidays." So he's expecting to be good to go by spring training. But this is 2 years in a row where he has looked spectacular for a time, and then missed 3 months. In this case, it'll be even longer. So he's so tantalizing. It would be such a boost to the bullpen to have another lights-out arm, but they've only got it temporarily every year, it seems.
All right, on to the good news. Byron Buxton in the cleanup spot tonight, and will play in center field.
He's healthy.
that is huge. Considering where they've been, and then there was some current concerns that maybe he's banged up, but for him to be back and in the cleanup spot's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, he did have a pretty hard collision into the wall in the last homestand, and They held him out, just abundance of caution. But you're right, they need him back. I mean, he's got the best or second best slugging percentage on the team after Royce. So he's power guy in the middle of the lineup, especially with Carlos Correa out. And he seems healthy. You know, Buxton's such a funny guy because he's dealt with so many injuries over the year that he'll chat and be cheery and be funny about any subject you ask. But he's got his pat answers down for how's the back, how's the knee, how's the arm, how's the wrist. But everything's day to day, and he's feeling pretty good now.
All right, Carlos Correa, we played earlier in the show. Derek Falvey met with the media and did talk about Correa a fair amount. It sounds, based on what Falvey said and what we played on the radio, was that they're kind of leaving it up to Carlos when it's time to come back.
Yes. Yeah. It's the same injury he had last year, except in the other foot. He played through it last season and regrets it. He was not the same player. He played 135 games, I think, something like that last year. And he admits that if he had played something like 110, he would have been a lot better player because it was affecting him. This time, you know, when it happened in San Francisco, he assured us this one isn't as bad. I'm going to take it easy. They put his foot in a walking boot. But it's a tough injury, plantar fasciitis. It keeps popping up. It keeps affecting you. He told us that if he went out there, he wouldn't be able to cover the ground he should for his pitchers. And though he can hit, he feels fine hitting. He running the bases is a huge risk. And he told us in San Francisco it would be a couple of weeks. It's been a month now, and he's at least a couple of weeks off. But he wants to make sure that it's right. He's got a shoe contract, and he quietly is trying other brands. I don't think he wants that. I shouldn't say this on the radio, so take this part out. But there's a pile of shoes at the clubhouse that he is working on to see if he feels better. They said he worked out and felt good, and then he put spikes on and it's back. So it's a tough one. I wish I could tell you what the timeline is, but it is definitely, Carlos knows how to deal with this, and they're definitely leaving it up to him, and he doesn't know at the moment.
Simeon Woods Richardson on the mound tonight. He has certainly been a good story for the Twins here in 24. And now, with the injury to Ryan, even more pressure on the youngster. And we'll see how it goes. Now we're kind of in a big series, first place on the line. This is a big start for Simeon Woods Richardson tonight.
It really is. He's had a couple of rougher ones lately, although he's kind of unflappable. I think it's still the case that he has the best record of any of the starters on the team. Not one loss, but the team's one loss when he starts. He's like 13-6 or 7 or something like that. He feels like he's been a victim a couple of times with the one bad pitch syndrome or soft contact, finding a hole. He is pretty confident this season. I will say that, pretty unflappable. He is one of David Festa is probably permanently in the starting rotation for the rest of the year. And Louis Varland made a case for himself last night. They might go down the stretch of a pennant race with three rookies in their five starting pitchers. So we'll see how those guys hold up.
Twins and Guardians tonight, Hall of Fame night at Target Field. Phil, always great to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
I wish I could be more cheery. I'll do my best next time.
Hey, the news is the news.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, there he is, Phil Miller, once again joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline in the writer's corner here ahead of the Twins and the Guardians Hall of Fame night. Terry Ryan, former general manager, will be honored, and longtime coach, the late Rick Stelmazek, in a pregame ceremony. You'll hear it live, and, of course, the ball game tonight. Chris Atterbury behind the mic here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Hall of Fame night at Target Field, big ball game, Twins and Guardians. Twins trail by a game and a half in the AL Central. Former general manager Terry Ryan and longtime coach, late Rick Stelmazek, will be honored and be the 39th and 40th members of the Twins Hall of Fame. A lot of big names at Target Field tonight. Rick Aguilera, Jerry Bell, Bert Blyleven, Rod Carew, Michael Kadire, Gary Gaetti, Greg Gagne, Ron Gardenhire, Dan Gladden, John Gordon, Eddie Guardado, Ken Herbeck, Jim Cott, TK, Tom Kelly, Andy McPhail, Joe Mauer, Justin Morneau, Joe Nathan, Tony Oliva, Jim Rantz, and Johan Santana. Ceremonies emceed by Dick Bramer tonight. Twins and Guardians coming up. We already mentioned Simeon Woods-Richardson on the mound. Here's how the Twins will go. Castro at short, batting first. Larnick in left, batting second. Walner will DH, batting third. Buxton in center, cleaning up, batting fifth. Kepler in right, batting sixth at first, Santana. Batting seventh at third, Miranda. Batting eighth, Jeffers will catch. Martin will be at second and bat ninth. Twins, Guardians, big one tonight. Enjoy it here on the home of the Twins. News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.